Hello, my name is Sarah Lammens, and I'm the Director General of the Royal Library of Belgium.
Now, the Royal Library has been closed for 2 years.
It's not the Royal Library that was closed, but it's the Museum of the Royal Library that was closed for 1 year and a half because we added a new experience to the museum.
And that is music, and we're talking about polyphony, which is, people don't necessarily know that it's actually mostly originate in Belgium.
Yeah. In the museum, we already told the political context, the historic context, the artistic context of the 15th and the 16th century in the Low Countries. And now we're telling the story of music in that time, which indeed is called polyphonic music. That was really the music with several voices, which was produced and sung in our regions.
And in a way, it was an export from this region.
Yeah, absolutely. The musicians who worked here, they were really known in whole Europe, as far as we already call it Europe, of course. We were really, really well known for our music expertise and practice.
So now when people come, they're going to be able to see the manuscripts, which are rotating because the manuscripts can't be out in the light of day for a long time, which means people should come back often and see manuscripts they haven't seen before. But at the same time, now they're going to be able to listen.
Yeah, indeed. We have a lot of things in the museum. We have manuscripts who are part of the Library of the Dukes of Burgundy. But we also have other types of books. We have paintings, we have sculptures, objects. And people could already read, touch, do some things in the museum, but now they will also be able to hear because there will be several points where they can listen to music. There is in the chapel a new installation to really hear the different voices in the polyphonic music. There are some interactive elements where they can try to compose a song. So there are really different musical elements that we add.
And they'll see what the parchment was like and what it was like to write on the parchment, for instance.
Correct. In the beginning of the museum, we explain the visitors how a manuscript was made. We tell them what parchment is, how much animals you needed to make the parchment. We tell them about the ink that was used, how the pages were put together. The whole production process of the manuscript is also explained in the museum.
And they can also try actually physically do it themselves.
Yes, there are several parchments that they can touch, they can feel it. There's also a screen where they can try to copy themselves a manuscript and then they will realize how much time it took to do that. So, yeah.
I'm a big fan of this museum, and I'm really happy to see that you're adding music. It sounds like a great experience for everybody. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.